you're going through your launch and you don't have it perfect, don't worry. Think about how can I make this super clear for my client.
All right, guys, growing your wellness business doesn't have to mean working around the clock and feeling exhausted. So welcome to the Healthy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Feldman, and I have been in your shoes. I've been in the wellness space for over 9 years, and I know what it feels like to feel overwhelmed. I took my wellness business from 13K that first year and feeling fried and exhausted to over six figures. Now I am a business coach for health and wellness professionals just like you, and I create done-for-you content and programs to help you save time and money so you can spend more time nailing down your niche, understanding your buyer avatar, attracting your ideal client, and building your business from the ground up the right way. So sit down and let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome to an episode of the Healthy Hustle Podcast. Today we are going raw and real. It's not that I don't go raw and real all the time, but there was a level of realness and rawness that I had in my life like 3 years ago. I just had this fuck it attitude. And it was symbolic actually today because I went to go start this podcast because the podcast is due. And my camera, which is a Logitech camera, is not working. My microphone's not working. And I was like, this reminds me of when I first started doing business, when I just had to let go of perfection. So I wanted to make this podcast about letting go of perfection. There's not going to be an easy way to do this. But for example, even today when I was like, oh my God, this camera's not working. It's not going to have the best light. It's not going to be perfect. I had to catch myself and say, nobody needs this perfect. If you're a coach starting out brand new, or you're even in making tons of money coaching, you know that you find yourself in situations where you've just got to let go, where it doesn't go perfectly. One of the things I try to do is to do self-talk and to just say, Rach, this doesn't have to be perfect. One of the things when I was growing up, there was a lot of chaos, which we all have chaos, trust me. We all have chaos in our life, but there was chaos that had imprinted in me this need to be perfect, this need to not mess anything up, this need to be perfect so I could be loved. That was what I got from growing up. If I just made everything fine, nothing would fall apart. And so that led into years of overworking, years of perfectionism, years of procrastination even. And that procrastination, especially in your business, can lead to a lot of overwhelm. So one of the things I do is self-talk. I say, you know what? Screw it. Show up. You don't have to be perfect. I have actually, I'll show you, if you're on video, you can see I have a fuck perfect pillow from Society Six. And I remind myself all the time, just be yourself. If you are also sitting there and you're like, I need this course to be perfect. I need this launch to be perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect if you're showing up with that attitude. Nothing's going to go well. You're going to have like that scarcity mindset that shows up when we have perfection trying to come in. Instead, say, what do I need to show up and be vulnerable during this launch so that people get to know me? And don't just launch. Like, I have coaches who message me left and right saying, I'm launching next week, but I haven't shown up. It's like, okay, girl, let's just be honest. That launch is not going to work out. You need to show up 6 weeks in advance and starting to talk about the pain points, starting to share stories like your behind the scenes and your why and case studies. Share about your ideal client. Share about the problems that they're going through so that they identify with you, and make sure you know what social media platform is working the best. Test that out before you launch. Failed launches happen because we don't get in front of our client, or we're confused when we get in front of our client. So make sure that you're super clear on your niche and who you serve. getting super clear on your niche is a whole nother episode. And I have tons of episodes on getting clear on your niche, especially when you're confused. But today we're talking about perfectionism, which can lead to procrastination. And that in launching is especially bad. If you're going through your launch and you don't have it perfect, don't worry. Think about how can I make this super clear for my client? How can I use like the done for you programs that we have? We have support emails to take your client through the program and the process. Think of how you can have your program launch set up. If you're using platforms like Practice Better or Teachable or Kajabi, give it in a seamless way to where your client's not going to be confused. Make sure you're showing up and you're doing behind the scenes, like showing you making the recipes from your program. If you're doing a launch, you definitely should have an opt-in freebie or a workshop that you do to launch that, or a challenge. Make sure that you are doing that 6 weeks in advance, showing up, telling the story, getting your list built, nurturing your list during that launch before you send them pre-marketing emails. We have tons of testimonials on our site at yourhealthcoachbiz.com. And what they did was they kept it simple. They went on their personal Facebook page where you have so many people who are connected to you. Show up and do those lives. You don't have to be perfect. Show up and take one of the PowerPoints that comes with our programs and do that live right onto your page. Make sure that live has to do with your program. So if you're launching a program like on midlife, we have a midlife mastery program. If you're launching on a midlife mastery, take one of the workshops that come in that program. Go live right onto your Facebook page. Go live onto Instagram. Don't worry, practice. That's what's going to help you let go of perfection. It's practice. If you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to spend my energy. I don't know what to do with my energy. Slow down. Make sure you are letting go of that perfectionism that leads to that overwhelm and practice it. Go onto Zoom, hit record, practice doing that PowerPoint. Now, what are we talking about? Also perfectionism. Perfectionism also often leads us to not reaching out to build a referral network. Make sure when you're starting your business or you're in the building phase of your business that you are reaching out locally to places. Write down 20 names of places you can reach out and host that workshop or host a challenge or reach out to a referral partner and say, I would love to share a newsletter or share a blog with your community. This is how it can help you. Make sure that you're doing that so your launches go successfully, whether you're launching a group or a one-on-one. If I waited for every time I felt that it was perfect, I would have never gotten the gigs that I got in the beginning of my business, which led to one-on-one discovery calls, which led to people hiring me. Are you struggling with email marketing for your coaching business? Building an email list is crucial to connect with your clients and increase conversions, but it's not easy. That's where the Cleaning Hacks List Builder and Marketing Kit comes in. You'll get everything you need to build an email list of raving fans and potential clients, including a lead magnet, cover images, opt-in page, thank you page, and follow-up emails. And the best part, it's completely free. And if that isn't enough, I've also created video guides to walk you step-by-step through the setup process. Download your free kit and make it happen. The big message that I want you to hear is that perfection is just this idea that we hold in our head to make us feel like calm, to make us feel that we're going to get everything perfectly done so that it launches, everything perfectly done in our business so that we get clients. But we get clients by showing up and being real and raw. When I showed up constantly, and I have to do a better job at this, which is why I put myself on a 30-day video challenge. When I showed up real and raw in the morning, and I just communicated with my Facebook community, and I communicated on my personal page on Facebook, and I communicated on Instagram that I was like struggling in the throes of imposter syndrome and perfectionism. And I talked about like overeating, even though I helped people who were overeating and had gut issues. I talked about all these things that I was scared to talk about, that I had shame about, that I felt guilt about. I talked about all those things without holding back. And that was how I got hired. If you're sitting there and you're holding back those areas of your life that are raw and real, you're not going to get hired. That other coach who's doing that, you don't even need to have the best marketing when you're raw and real, because you are your walking business card. I know that I've talked about a lot of different things today, but it's just like your business depends on you showing up, especially these days on video. So if you're scared, practice. If you feel overwhelmed that it's not the perfect camera, let go of that. If you think that you need to have the perfect setup for your podcast, you don't. You just need to have a quiet space. You need to have a good window to show light. You need to be able to show up and to just be yourself. And I think that's one of the best marketing strategies. You also need to make sure that you're not overwhelming your client with too many different messages, which is why you need to nail down your niche. If you're sitting there and you're feeling scared to show up, hire a business coach. If you're overwhelmed and you can't create your content because you're wearing so many hats, buy from us. Like, keep it simplified. I know that it can be overwhelming to show up and wear the social media hat, wear the content writer hat, wear the designer hat, wear all these hats. But in the beginning of your business, and even as you grow, you're going to have to learn how to wear those different hats without getting it to burnout. Perfectionism leads to burnout. And the only thing that I can say when you get to that place of massive burnout is that you have to take a break. And right now in your business, you can't. I know that sounds, you can't, because your ideal client is struggling. She or he is sitting on Google, going left and right, overwhelmed, feeling scared, and they don't know where to turn. What they need for you is to be able to show up on YouTube, teaching them educational tips, sharing your behind the scenes and your why. They need you to show up on Facebook, on your personal page, and share the deepest parts of yourself so that they identify with you and hire you. They need you to let go of all of these fancy marketing strategies and to keep it simple so that you can actually do it. And if you can't do it, outsource, hire a virtual assistant. Trust me, this episode is to help you know that you're not alone, and that even in the times where I've been in business for 15 years, there are still times I get overwhelmed. I had to take a step back when I went into major adrenal fatigue, and I also took a step back because I needed that time for myself, but I let myself get into burnout because I let myself get back into that state of perfectionism. Don't let that happen to you. Make sure that you are accepting yourself, giving yourself compassion, loving yourself, giving yourself grace during this time that you're building this amazing business. And if you feel overwhelmed, get the support you need. All right, guys, I love you so much. I hope this was a beneficial podcast for you to know that you're not alone, that even at 15 years in my business, I still feel that and I have to push through it. If I didn't push through it, I wouldn't be where I am today, which is having a successful business that thrives even when I need to take a step back. So if you do need to take a step back and you're overwhelmed, you can always hop on a Zoom with me. We can figure out what are the right programs or content or infographics or funnel for your business so that your business can operate even when you feel overwhelmed. Remember that overwhelm is just perfection.
All right, guys, that is all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you take just a few seconds and leave me an honest review. Truth is, I love honesty. Your reviews help me to reach even more health coaches and wellness professionals who are ready to explode their business and want the truth in this non-BS approach. You can find all the links and the information mentioned in this episode at www.rachelafeldman.com/podcast. All right, so don't forget to tag me on Instagram at Rachel A. Feldman and let me know what was your favorite part of the episode. This will help me to create even better content for you, bring on awesome peeps to tell you the truth about how they built their business, plus other speakers to help you take your business to the top without overwhelm. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys soon.